This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. Think for a moment, would you, about how you get around, physically, how you get from here to there. The gas in our tanks, the asphalt on our roads, the rubber in our shoes, all of them depend in one way or another on oil. But oil itself only gets around a couple of ways, each of them controversial. When U.S. crude production jumped a couple of years ago, using trains to ship oil got a big bump, as did derailments and explosions and fires. And in some parts of the country now, oil shipments by rail are on the decline. From the Sustainability Desk, Marketplace's Jed Kim has that story.
You could feel pretty strongly about trains, as evidenced by a YouTube user who refers to himself as Excited Train Guy.
Yeah, listen to that bell. Oh, take a look at that.
Wait for it.
Oh, my God! Woo! Listen to that horn! Oh, my God! Oh, she's beautiful!
Trains don't thrill everyone. Many especially dislike the tanker trains carrying oil through their communities. Brett Vandenhoevel is executive director of Columbia Riverkeeper. He's against all the traffic running through the Pacific Northwest.
We think oil trains are dangerous. You know, we've seen explosions very close to our homes here on the Columbia River and have watched explosions and derailments all over the nation, and we think it's not a safe way to transport oil.
A lot of attention has gone to oil trains recently and their safety issues, but nationally, the number of trains carrying oil is actually lessening. Not because of restrictions, it's because oil by rail itself is on the decline. Oil from the Bakken Shale in North Dakota ramped up production and availability faster than pipelines could be built. Trains filled in the gap. At its peak in October of 2014, oil by rail moved more than 29 million barrels. That's according to Arup Malik, an industry economist at the Energy Information Administration. He checked his computer for the latest numbers.
Within the U.S., we're moving about 12 million barrels in May, and that compares with last May. The intermovement within the U.S. was 26 million barrels.
The more than half decline in rail shipments is due to a few things. First, U.S. oil is no longer ridiculously cheap compared with global prices, so no more buying spree. Second, lower oil prices overall have slowed production, so there's been less of a glut to move. And then there's this reason.
Additionally, new pipelines are still getting built, further pushing down the need for crude by rail.
Adam Bedard is CEO of ARB Midstream, a company that invests in pipelines and rail facilities. Once they're built, pipelines are much cheaper ways to transport crude. More have finally come online. Bedard says the biggest impact to crude by rail would happen if the embattled Dakota Access Pipeline begins operation later this year. It would provide space for a lot of crude to move east from the Bakken.
Those barrels will have to come from somewhere. And it is our view that a lot of those barrels come from crude by rail. The Dakota Access Pipeline can move up to 450,000 barrels a day.
That's the lion's share of what crude by rail is currently moving. Even as pipelines reduce the amount of oil being shipped via rail, the decrease isn't everywhere. Canada is expected to see an increase in such traffic because it doesn't have as much pipeline infrastructure. And the U.S.'s West Coast also isn't seeing a decline. Its pipelines are largely isolated from the rest of the country. Plus, Brett Vandenhoevel of Columbia Riverkeeper worries the current lull may not stay.
You know, that number could ramp back up as production increases.
He's fighting to keep more oil terminals from being built in his area that would bring more trains if production does increase. I'm Jed Kim for Marketplace.